T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
98.9, The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. We are always at 818-2899. It's Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters with you. And then again, a little morning sun is probably just about done by now, but increasing clouds will go on through the day with showers developing near evening, about 61 degrees. Got a note here that Build-A-Bear Joe's on the line. Are you everything good?
It's all good. Yeah, I just want to say hi. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
I've been getting ready for my daughter's wedding coming up in a couple weeks, so it's been crazy.
Wedding? Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Okay, wedding. Well, they were saying that there has been a spike of people getting married, couples getting married, New York State being one of the biggest spikes, the biggest spikes in the country.
They're having it in Pennsylvania, so.
I thought she was part of our little statistic over here. So what are we feeling right now, Dad? Do we like him? Do we approve?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, okay. No, his family's psycho, but.
That's it, man. You marry the family. Got to be careful.
Oh, it's just, it's horrible. She's a psycho. She is just a controlling bitch.
Really?
It's just, she's nasty. And she doesn't like my daughter. And she did the same thing to her daughter, who just got engaged. We don't approve. We're not giving our blessing. It's just a control.
Call the convent.
You know what I mean?
But why? What is it that she doesn't like about your daughter? Does she say?
No, nothing. It's just that she's a psycho. She's a very controlling woman. She's just a controlling woman.
Yeah, but what does the son do? Like, are you nervous or is your daughter nervous that he is going to turn and become that? Because you know how we fight it all our lives not to be our parents, and then eventually we become our parents.
She hasn't had that fear. I mean, and he's really good to her, which I really like.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The day before he proposed, he went and called his mother and said, hey, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to be proposing to Lindsay, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't talk. She was so pissed off about it. And who else knows? And she wasn't the first to know it. She didn't talk to him he was got all angry. He's like, well, we're going to separate you from the family and all this stuff. I'm like, what the heck? And then the next day, he goes and proposes. So I was just basically screw you, Mom.
Man, it's tough. It's double tough when the extended family isn't about it, you know? Then you got drama at the wedding, drama at the ceremony, drama at the reception.
Well, I'm hoping not, because here's the thing. I have people in that are going to deal with it for me, because I told them, I was like, I'm not dealing with this, because if I have to, it's just going to get really ugly. If you can make it as ugly as you want, I don't want to deal with it, because I'm walking my daughter down the aisle, and if I have to do anything in the meantime, I'm going to say, arrest me afterwards, because I'm going to have the first dance with it, and I'm going to have a piece of cake, and then...
Well, Godspeed on that, man. So, good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. Going to the chapel, and
I just see disaster from here on in. I'm so sorry.
Don't say that.
You'd marry the family.
Okay, call Scott. There's plenty of people who are in beautiful relationships.
And
beautiful relationships where they just let the family be the family, but yet it doesn't impede and ruin their marriage.
I say 1 out of 20. The rest is like a giant circle of fire hell around them. They're in this beautiful little green oasis, and everything around them is a hot mess, and it's got to be stressful.
Would you say then, let's say you have 3 kids, one of those kids, the in-laws are god-awful terrible, would you give the fatherly advice of don't marry this person then?
Absolutely.
No, come on, you can't say that.
Yes. I've
you
been
love them,
it.
You care about them, you feel it, but yet because they're mom or dad, I mean, chances are the couple's going to outlive the parents.
Every family is a little bit dysfunctional, right? But there's a certain line where you just know. Like, if you're feuding and, you know, your two kids are in love, but everybody else hates each other, it's never going to work out.
You would really give the advice
I would.
Don't marry her?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, then what if they run off and just elope then? Because dad doesn't approve. Now you are part of the problem.
Then dad's not paying for the divorce. Good luck in hell, bud. There's no such thing as one soulmate, too. Like, right? You'll find another soulmate. You'll be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. Out of the 11 billion people on planet Earth, there's only one person meant for you?
Not you true. Make marriage sound so sad.
I know. You live in your fairy tale world. I've been through it a couple of times. Trust me.
Wow. You fell head over heels with Jill.
Yeah.
I mean, you went from angry Scott to...
happiest guy in the world.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Awesome. And if her parents were not as nice as they are,
I would not have. Nope. No.
Wow, that's crazy. I wonder if anybody listening right now has done that, has said, sorry, we can't get married because I don't like your mother.
Not just parents. You're talking family. Like, no.
Even cousins, aunts, uncles?
Brothers, sisters. Yeah, immediate family. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, ones that you have to deal with for the rest of your life. Don't put yourself through that hell.
Part of it is it because they're going to interfere and just cause chaos and drama, or is it because you're in fear of them becoming their parents? And if their parents are crazy, that means they got it in them.
Well, it's not binary,
genetically.
But it is. It would be like if they're troublemakers and they're all up in your business, or if they're bad people, then you just don't want anything to do with them. You don't. You just cut the cancer, man. Seriously.
Is that the reason why the divorce rate is so high? Which, by the way, they did say there's a spike in New York State with marriages and a drop in divorce, which is, I can't figure out. I don't know why there's a drop in divorce.
Maybe it's cyclical. Or maybe people are just getting smart. You know,
maybe this is it. Maybe we're not marrying into the families that we think are crazy.
Hopefully that advice I've been saying it for years.
I don't know if I can subscribe to that. Yeah. I don't know if I can subscribe to that, though. I wouldn't be here today then.
It's
my
what
parents
your level,
wouldn't have gotten me. Yeah. So many of us wouldn't be here today.
It's the level of your tolerance gets less and less as time goes on when you have to put up with this stuff. And after a while, it's just like too much. You might think it's, it's all guns and roses. Yeah, but then what, you know, if you have any, look, if you come from a great family and you all love each other, right, and you always get together, right, when you marry two families together and you're opposites, all those special times, all these special moments happen at family gatherings, right? You have your own special moments you're building, but your family gatherings, they're going to be all ruined every time. You know, there's always going to be animosity. You're always going to be somebody that's a little bit more, you know, passive aggressive and stupid and dumb and, you know, messed up or hot mess people, and you just don't put up with it, people. Don't put up with it.
All right.
And
so
there will be someone who will call you saying, Scott, you're right, I'm trapped.
I don't know if anyone will call, but is it the same as, here's another question then. Okay, so if you say pass on the person that you fell in love with just because their family's crazy, would you also say pass on the person you fell in love with because their finances are a disaster? Because that's where I'm leaning towards.
That's very superficial of you.
Well, so is yours.
Oh, this is dealing with finances. You can fix.
People die.
You can't fix
no
crazy.
Offense. I don't want to sound too harsh, but you will outlive the crazy parents. You cannot, I mean, unless they are willing to button up on their finances, that'll always haunt you.
You. Huh? That's not a litmus test for me.
Or you can just let love conquer all.
Love be blind. And let the love spread through the dysfunctional families like a virus. And be a happy virus.
Love is powerful, Scott.
Yeah.
Love. So what about this then? This is a new tradition, wedding tradition.
What's that?
Now, once was the honeymoon was the foundational part of starting your marriage together, right? Mm-hmm. You get married, mm-hmm. go to on your honeymoon, and then that is it. Well, no longer is that as important as it once was, the honeymoon.
Oh.
It is turning into the buddy moon.
The buddy moon?
The buddy moon, where you bring your friends on the honeymoon with you.
Okay.
No, ding, ding. I don't like this.
I like
this. This takes away the whole thing about honeymoon. It's intimate time together.
Can I dig a little deeper? Is this you pay for everybody to go, or everybody just chips in and they meet you there? Paying for my friends to go, I'm not going to do that.
That's insanity.
No, with you on that one.
They didn't say, so I'm assuming that would be ridiculous. Who's gonna say yes to that?
Right. Yeah.
So it can't be. But they say that most people like this because this, like, when you get married, so this signifies now you're separating from the group. So this is your last hurrah together as a group of your close friends, mm-hmm. and you all go and share this experience together. So you bring your friends on the honeymoon?
Absolutely brilliant idea.
Oh, no. I'm so against this.
What are they
not
in
against
the, what,
it. This is not a for and against.
Are they in the bedroom with you when you honeymoon? No.
See, a honeymoon, when my husband and I got married, and I don't know how you feel about this, 818-2899, but when we got married, it was cool to take this first trip as husband and wife together and kind of learn about each other, because you really learn about each other when you're married and on your first vacation.
You should be going on a lot of vacations before you get married. Because that's one of the litmus tests on whether you want to stay married or not.
Oh, that is one. Well, okay, yeah. So we only went on one trip. Well, no, did we go on many? I don't know, so friggin' long ago. But it's kind of like we are married. This is our honeymoon. This is our moment, our week or weekend or whatever to celebrate us. I don't know. I'd like to keep it intimate. But then again, I'm not one of those people who goes on many vacations with friends and family, yes, not friends.
Yeah, do you ever go on vacation with friends? Have you ever been
Never
on a vacation
once.
With friends?
No.
Oh, that's the best part. I've done it more than with my significant other.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. We've been on vacations with friends more than we've been on vacations just the two of us. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Not to judge you. I guess there's no right or wrong.
You do it every day.
I mean,
sorry.
You could judge me, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit more on the you're on the more of the traditional part of it or something, because
in
like
our circle.
Yeah, because like you know, it depends on your friends too. You know, I mean, if everybody's like, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, part of the bridal wedding bachelor party bachelorette thing is to raise money to help them go on their honeymoon. Right, that's one of the traditions. Right.
Yeah.
Well. They don't do that now. It's just raise, you know, some money to bring themselves and anybody who wants to come. We're meeting in Cabo. We're going to do a week there. We're going to have our own place and you guys have fun and we'll meet you down at the pool.
Anybody have kids who are, because a lot of people who listen to the show have kids that are getting married. Mm-hmm. Any of your kids suggest a buddy moon? I just think of it. It's like an intimate time where it's just you and them. I don't know how much alone time are you really gonna have. Yes, at night you go but it really alone time. Now you're too busy trying to
entertain them.
Yeah, that and just split your time. Like, without a doubt, whether you consciously do it or unconsciously, like I don't even like or subconscious, I said unconscious. I don't even like really meeting people on vacation. Gosh, I'm such a grouch.
I know. Thank you.
I'm
for
not one of so, those.
Yeah. See, my brother met me in Jamaica when we went down on our honeymoon. Remember that?
Oh, I would want your brother to show up. And Johnny's a great guy, but he's one of those guys. He's always just there.
No.
He's just, there he is again.
It was great. And it was a surprise. He came walking down the beach. I'm like, dope. I mean, if I would have known ahead of time, it would have been better. But still, it was like, dope. Cool.
He surprised you?
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
He called my phone. I'm like, hey, man, how's the beach? I'm like, excellent. He goes, look up. I'm like, it was like one of those moments.
Oh, God, the dread. Did Jill like it as much as you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep it here, and we'll be back in just a few to kick off the commercial. Free 98 on 98.9 about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.